Lao Tzu is a Chinese legendary and historical figure who is considered to be the founder of Taoism. Taoism is the philosophy that teaches us how to live in harmony with the world. The word Tao itself means the way, the pattern and substance of everything that exists. Tzu is also credited as the writer of Taoism's most sacred text, Tao Te Ching. It is packed with his remarkable wisdom and messages of peace, resilience and living cohesively that reminds us what really matters in life. He's a central figure in Chinese culture, but his words can apply to people all over the world. So here are 10 important lessons that we can learn from Lao Tzu. Number 1. Look within and you will find everything you need. Lao Tzu says, "Knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power." We live in a culture that's geared towards doing, succeeding, crushing it, making more, whether it's money or of ourselves. These actions, from the Taoist perspective, are considered yang and are based on outwards and external movement. The Chinese concept of yin and yang describes nature in dualities with two opposite, complementary, and interdependent forces. In other words, two halves balancing together that make a whole. Yin and yang always flows and changes with time. One aspect increases as the other decreases, and this balance continues as a pattern in nature. Just like nature, human life too is all about balance, and to maintain this balance we need to spend time cultivating our yin, which is our inner experience. We need to slow down, reflect, and just enjoy being without having to do anything. Practices like meditation, qigong, and mindfulness can help us slow down, so that when we do need to act, move in the world, and create, we have a deeper and more valuable reservoir of energy and balance to draw from. Number 2. By letting go, you become free. According to Lao Tzu, by letting it go, it all gets done. The world is won by those who let it go. But when you try and try, the world is beyond the winning. Enlightenment means to lighten the burden of life in this world and to lighten the darker aspects of human character. But how then do we lighten ourselves? How do we lighten our burdens and lighten our characters? The key is to examine our attachments, those things that we cling to in our minds so strongly that we cause pain to ourselves and others. This examination, this self-watching, can begin with understanding the three kinds of attachment. Attachment to recognition, attachment to security, and attachment to control. Relying on power to achieve what you want to achieve means you aren't relying on the Tao. It's important to understand that developing a stance of non-attachment is not the same as being calloused or uncaring. In fact, losing your attachments makes you freer to open up your heart even wider. It's like being able to see the world from a higher perspective. Instead of only loving those to whom you're most attached, yourself, family, your religion, your political group, and your country, your heart can grow to embrace the whole world. To be content is to be happy with what you have, and to be happy with what you have is to be rich. Number 3. Let go of your labels if you truly want to know yourself. According to Lao Tzu's teachings, he who defines himself can't know who he really is. Labels are what you call yourself in your head. They're tags that you attach to yourself to describe the person you think you are. We have labels for ourselves such as a super dad, a successful businessman, a loser, a good for nothing, and so on. We put ourselves in boxes trying to define who we are. We do it to others and we do it to ourselves. Whether positive or negative, what we whisper to ourselves every day has a great influence on our sense of self and dictates the direction of our thoughts and actions. The problem with labeling is we only see fragments which have been defined by our own experience and perspective of the outer world. Let's say you or someone else may have given you a label you don't want anything to do with, maybe because it reminds you of past mistakes you've made or flaws you're trying to coexist with. By not labeling yourself, you can flow freely from experience to experience, emotion to emotion, without being chained down to any one way of thinking. It's so much easier to move on from a mistake when you don't carry it along with you. Number 4. Pay no attention to evil and it will crumble away. As Lao Tzu teaches, give evil nothing to oppose and it will disappear by itself. According to Taoism, we all have our personal spiritual planetary body which they call Yun Sun. It takes in pre-heaven essences and processes them, pushing them into your soul, and your soul will deliver it to your physical body here, giving you your full potential for life in reality. A Taoist cultivates mainly around two things. One is to strengthen and repair the bridge between the Yunsun and themselves here in the physical world. By doing so, they can live a better life and reach their full potential. The second part of Taoism cultivation is to conclude by giving back to the Yunsun for more to come in the future. Good is anything that flows with the way of the Tao, meaning the Yunsun's flow to your body. Anything that helps and flows with what your Yunsun is doing or leading you towards is good. Evil is the opposite, which is anything that puts resistance to, stops, interferes with, drags or damages your flow from the Tao is considered evil. Good things help you to grow and empower you. Bad things will destroy you or break you up into pieces and push you to death. Evil or good is not always good or bad. We must see the whole situation to determine if it's good or bad. Knowing what is evil to you is important as a Taoist because you'll then understand what's not good to do for yourself and what's going to harm you in the long run. If you can live your life purely and devote your time to the betterment of yourself and the others around you, evil can't touch you. However, evil never disappears, and you can't ignore it. The best that you can do is to be stronger than the evil temptations around you, and you'll beat them. Number 5. Kindness and compassion for others will always win in the end. To quote Lao Tzu, "Kindness in words creates confidence. Kindness in thinking creates profoundness. Kindness in giving creates love." There's a beautiful metaphor for the virtue of unconditional kindness that we can learn from water. As a river flows across the land, it nurtures all living things that it comes across. All the plants and animals benefit from the water of the river. Once it's done its work, water moves on without waiting for recognition or praise. When one practices compassion, they gain great insight into themselves. The Tao Te Ching says that the sage puts others before himself, and by putting others before himself, he puts himself first. When one puts others before themselves, showing compassion to one another, what they get out of it isn't just a deep insight into the nature of suffering, but also deep insight into their own nature. The practice of compassion helps to strengthen our relationships with others. It helps deepen our connection to the world at large. It's something that seems to be a sign of weakness, but in fact is a sign of strength. Number 6. Be yourself without caring what others think. Lao Tzu says, "Care about what other people think, and you will always be their prisoner." Nothing can be more time and energy wasting than being overly concerned about what other people think of us. There's nothing wrong in wanting others to like us or to think well of us, but it should not be done at the expense of our integrity. We have to get on with the tasks at hand in life and make our own decisions based on our highest thoughts, not the thoughts generated through the filter of approval-seeking and people-pleasing. If we take our own decision based on our highest intuitive thoughts and certain people disapprove, we shouldn't really pay that much attention to them. Our business to get on with the business of life is guided by our own consciousness, not by the opinions of other people in our circle. When you're in accord with the Tao, you will do your own job and then stop. Leave others' opinions alone. Don't go against the current of the Tao, instead go with the flow of it. Accept yourself, believe in yourself. Because if you do, you won't have to try to convince others. Be content with yourself, because if you are, you don't need others' approval. Number 7. Wisdom and strength come from remaining humble. As we learn from Lao Tzu, the wise man is one who knows what he does not know. There's a story in the Liao Tzu, a book of Taoist parables written around the same time as the Te Tao Ching. It's the story of a pair of twins. They look the same, talk the same, belong to the same family, but one is loved, trusted, and promoted by others while the other is not. He wears nicer clothes, eats better food, and lives in a nicer home. The successful twin treats the unsuccessful twin with undisguised arrogance because he falsely believes he's earned his success, saying, "Maybe there's just more in me than there is in you." They both meet Master Tung Kor, who says, "When you say that one man has more in him than another, you mean only that they're not equally gifted. What I mean is something different from this. The unsuccessful twin has more worth than luck. You have more luck than worth. Your success is not due to wisdom, nor is his failure due to foolishness. Both are from heaven and not from man, yet you are presumptuous because you have more luck, while he is ashamed though he has more worth. Neither of you perceives that things must be as they are. The truth is that the great power of Tao can only be obtained with great love and great humility. One should always be impeccably humble because it's the humility that guarantees great victories over oneself. It's the basis of the correct achievements in the transformation of the soul. You should agree with Tao completely. If you do this only partially, this will result in a dangerous breakdown because only complete humility is the cure for the disease called pride. Sadness and anger are companions of pride, whereas calm and joy are companions of impeccable humility. Number 8. Change is inevitable, so embrace it, even if it seems uncomfortable. In the words of Lao Tzu, new beginnings are often disguised as painful endings. We resist and often resent change, but change is key to life, because despite change being seemingly painful, it's forever necessary. Most of us tend to settle into our comfort zone. We're afraid of change or something new. We tend to get used to the rut and routine and begin to treat that as the sole option available to us. A sort of mental complacency sets in and we don't want to alter that. Maybe because we no longer hope for better things, or maybe because we live in the belief that every ending is painful and doesn't always lead to something better. Every change is important and every change is meaningful in and of itself. What seemed negative or painful in the beginning may turn into something new. In a new beginning, in a new way, in a new direction, a new opportunity, a new life, or even a new you. Change often paves the way for something better, and if not better, at least different. In change lies life's momentum and progress. Number 9. Learn to follow first if you ever wish to lead. According to Lao Tzu, if you want to govern the people, you must first place yourself below them. If you want to lead the people, you must learn how to follow them. To understand this, let's look at Lao Tzu's comparison between rivers and seas and hundreds of streams. Rivers and seas are more powerful than streams. They're larger, deeper, and stronger. Without water flowing in from hundreds and thousands of streams, rivers and seas wouldn't be what they are. Rivers and seas can be powerful because they're ready to receive. Similarly, from the perspective of Tao leadership, a leader is more powerful than their people, but their power is derived from their people. They need their people to feed them, both physically and metaphorically, otherwise they only have their own resources to draw from. Just like rivers and seas, a good leader must be ready to receive. To receive water from streams, rivers and seas stoop low. To harness energy from their people, a leader positions themselves lower as well in order to receive. They pay attention and listen. A leader follows before they're followed. Number 10. Always go with the flow. In our final piece of wisdom from Lao Tzu, we learn, when nothing is done, nothing is left undone. Wu Wei is a Chinese concept central to Taoism, which roughly translates to the action of non-action, or action without intent. It says that rather than fighting against the conditions in our lives, we should allow things to take their natural course. While many of us wake into our day with multiple to-dos stacked on our list and a sense of urgency to get things done, it's powerful to consider that there's a natural order in everything we do. If we tune in and follow the order, things get done effectively, efficiently, and without extra effort. If we go against the order, it takes extra time and energy to get things done, and in some cases, nothing will get done, no matter how hard we try. Let us take writing, for example. If you feel uninspired and tired, don't force yourself to write a perfect chapter. Instead, recognize the direction of nature and take care of yourself. Maybe go for a walk, then when you feel inspired and motivated, take advantage and write with great ferocity and determination. This is what Wu Wei means, recognizing the forces of nature and acting accordingly. Some people intuitively interpret non-doing as something passive, laid back, or lazy. In the eyes of Tao, there are often times for action, but if no action is needed based on the laws of nature, then doing anything may be overdoing it. It's all about realizing when our efforts are being useful and when they're being wasted.